Jim Boston.
Ken Wilson at the organ. Bill Green at the piano. Handsome Bob Elliott. Thank handsome you. Debonair. Percival Ray Goulding.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Shh, no. Lay off that afternoon. Of course, you and I don't belong in that class anyway, Bob. We're not fancy dance, that's one.
That's right, and we're starting a new drive against that today, aren't we?
Talking about new drives, I was driving all over the state of New Hampshire yesterday, Bob.
What were you doing up there? Not what would come to my mind first.
I went up to Bretton Woods.
You did?
Yes.
Did you take your golf clubs with you?
Yes, I brought the golf clubs, and then I came back home, and I had a very enjoyable meal at the Old Acres Inn in Dunstable. I thought I would mention that. No, no, absolutely not. But that was one of the finest meals I have ever had.
I remember at 79 I shot on that bridge.
That's the Old Acres Inn in Dunstable. I'm going to get the first mortgage on it.
Remember that, Charlie? That 79 we shot up there?
Up where, Bob?
Bretton Woods.
Did you shoot a 79 up there?
Yes, sir, boy. It's a tough course, too.
It isn't too bad. Then we went over and I went up the ski-mobile.
Did you really? How was the skiing?
No snow. No snow. I went up the ski-mobile. They have it running in the summer just so you can take the trip, you see.
Yeah. Take your camera up there with you?
Yes, and I was taking panoramic shots.
Will you?
Oh, yes, you see. Yes, indeed. The beautiful pictures I'll have to show my friends. Excuse me, did you drop your watch, Bob?
Yes, I did. Will you pick it up, please?
Certainly. All so right. What did you do this weekend?
I just stayed home and took it easy.
You did, eh?
Yes.
And where did you go?
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by taking it easy?
No one was there.
Uh-huh. You're all alone?
I was going over to Bill Green's house, and I figured, well, he'd have company.
He would. Johnny McAteer is down there again.
He's down there for the whole weekend.
He didn't show up.
Oh.
He's smart enough. Johnny didn't show up.
Well, he's probably getting too big for his britches now.
He better not be getting too big, not on that boat. Probably he was bailing out yesterday, coming home from Provincetown.
That might have been. He might have been big. Clear your throat.
The orchestra plays going down on the way back. They helped bail.
Now, that's not that kind of a boat.
Got a phone call from Fran Hart this morning, Bob.
Did you?
I understand Fran was laid up, but today he's back in robust health and is at his fighting weight right now, which is about 35 pounds soaking wet.
It's more than that. It's about 435.
I think you're right on that.
I think, Bob. I'm closer.
Sure.
Which,
How about the commercials today? Well,
we have
what's
four
the
of them. We can go leisurely through them.
Only four? No, this is Monday.
Chesterfield, Magnolia, Admiral, and Revere.
Oh, that's all there is.
Four.
Well, let's have Chesterfield now while we're thinking about it.
All right, you don't want to
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
The mail has been filling up rapidly on our contest. And also, I might mention that I've had 40 or 50,000 in the last month for me to sing. Today, I promised to sing the second chorus of Everywhere You Go.
Gee, isn't that wonderful? And I'm glad you gave us that warning, because I know a lot of people will plan not to be here.
That's my latest recording, friends, if you'd like to have it. And every record collector certainly would.
I wonder if you'd tell us a little something about the band that accompanied you on that particular record. I've heard it. Well, I played it on my morning slot the other day.
Well, Bob, it's a 14-piece orchestra, as you know.
Yes.
Or I don't believe you do. And it's headed up by a young man whose name is Quirdliff.
I haven't heard of him, but...
That's right, Ken. His name is Quincy Quirdliff. He mentioned you. I believe he knows you in a professional sort of way. I mean, I think he was an organist.
He wouldn't want to know you any other way.
The particular arrangement we have was borrowed ever so slightly from an Evelyn Knight.
That's Evelyn Knight.
Oh, Evelyn Knight. And... it sounds pretty much like her record, although I think ours was a bit more schmaltzy.
We had
a glockenspiel and a sousaphone in the orchestra to give it color and tinkling noises.
That's the word I was looking for, glockenspiel. That completes my crossword puzzle for today.
Does it?
Yes.
Let's see, does it fit?
Sure.
Yes, it does, Bob. Congratulations.
Glockenspiel.
Oh.
Fits right in there, see?
Well, congratulations to you, sir.
Boy, my day isn't complete till I finish that crossword puzzle.
It isn't, huh?
No.
Say, we had fun. Did we mention it about... Oh, I guess we did.
We talked all about it Saturday. Saturday was rather a dim day in my memory.
It was a dim, dull day.
Yes.
Awful.
And this is starting out the same way.
Well, it's pretty dull, and it's quite dim, as a matter of fact. I think you're right.
We do have a lot of features to get to, so why don't we get some music off with it?
Oh, this is the one I'm going to sing in a second part.
Oh, this first song. sing this chorus?
Yeah, they wouldn't give me the music.
Well, you know the words to that.
Matter of fact, I don't
follow. Go ahead now, then. You're all set there.
Everywhere you go,
that song is real great, you know. It is.
That's a nice, bright song.
Yeah.
Kyle Lombardo has something to do with that?
No. As a matter of fact, no, Bob. Larry Shade, Joe Goodwin, and Mark Fisher. You're thinking Spread Your Face with Sunshine.
Which is better than Peanut Butter.
Certainly it is.
But now it's the time for the life and love.
Scratch that V.
It's time for the life and loves of Linda Lovelace.
Excuse me, Bob. Whoa, wait. Jelly Bean?
Yes.
All right.
Jelly Bean.
Why?
I hate to take your
life. What color do you want, Bob? I'm going to give you the purple ones.
Oh,
those are the flavors. Those are the imitation grape flavors. I want to wait.
Why don't you play the theme and I'll introduce them?
No, we're eating jelly beans.
Well, all right. We have a schedule to meet here, you know.
Bob, I want to make sure you get some purple ones. Has he got some purple ones?
Purple.
Good.
I like purple.
Ken, would you like some?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now?
All right. Now we can go ahead.
Life and Loves of Linda Lovelace. Written for radio by Carrington Love.
Hey, wait a minute! I got a purple one! Fire! I'm gonna die like a rat!
Ray Goulding, who believes he's Napoleon, and Bob Elliott, who today thinks he's King Henry VIII.
No, you think you're a footpad, Bob, remember?
Oh, I'm a footpad today. We're seated in our private eye office, looking over some private eyes that have been sent into us.
Is it a good looking eye here?
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Is that my heart or is that Ken Wilson?
I believe that's the telltale heart.
It is, huh?
We should do something like that. Something by Edgar Allan Poe. Does our cast have anything literary?
Everything here by Edgar Allan Poe, any of you guys count on it? I got something here called a raven.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, wait till I get my pipe.
Quoth the raven, hey.
Nevermore?
Nevermore, quoth the raven, hey.
Well, how are we going to do it, then?
Oh, well, we will quote it this time just once.
Bob and Ray, who are seated in their office quoting ravens, look out through the dust-covered window, blowing a particle of dust away from a corner of the pane.
Hey, there's no glass there.
Ray looks out.
The air outside is dirty.
He makes a startling discovery.
It's dark out.
It must be night, by George.
It must be night by anyone.
Shall we go out into the night in search of the missing footpad?
Might as well go now, if we're ever going to go. As long as we have this courage. Would you like some more before we go?
We're never going to go, are we?
What?
We're never going to go.
We'll go right now.
All right, through this corridor. Hey, it's mighty dark down here. I don't like the looks of things.
I'm afraid.
In fact, I can't see anything that you not like the looks of.
Hey, wait a minute.
That music is so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Straight ahead. That's what we need, the music. Saving the whole thing. But look, straight ahead there.
There's a glimmer of light.
Listen.
Light as of a flashlight being flashed at us.
I think we're in a deep cave and we're walking to China.
If we only had a filter microphone, it would be more realistic.
I know it.
I'm afraid that we're going to come out into a new world.
A world that we can't even imagine now.
It'll be different from anything we've ever known in all our life.
Yes. Yes, that's tomorrow. A new world like none we've ever imagined, Peanut Buddy.
Meanwhile, cross town in River...
Wait.
He's found the lost chord.
Wait a minute. Mr. Wilson just found a new chord. Play it again,
Kent. What is that chord you just...
Play that one chord again. He found a new chord. Play it, Kent. I liked it very much.
It was beautiful.
Well, he's going to find it. He can't find it.
Of course you can find it.
As we speak to you from Carnegie Hall, Mr. Wilson is playing on the organ.
That took just about every one of Mr. Wilson's arms and feet.
What's that again?
That took all of his... It took both of his arms and both of his feet. That fourth foot was cracking walnuts, of course.
Natch. What else would it do?
But that is a mighty pretty chord, and I wish you'd put that down in the Ken Wilson chord book and include that in the next set of lessons which we're sending out.
Mr. Wilson, we've made arrangements for you to receive the Octave of the City sometime this afternoon if you'd care to come with us after the program.
Did you thank little Buddy Spencer?
Who?
Who sent you in the money for Mary Margan, care of Mary Margan.
We had some rubber money and Monopoly money, stage money.
We've had Chinese and Japanese money.
Invasion marks.
And finally,
a couple.
And some real money.
Yes.
I think that was mighty nice of him. I hope Mary comes up to thank him today because...
Well, she will, Bob, because she's a very generous person.
She is.
And she likes to give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of credit and credit is due, we'll now turn to a commercial. And
yes.
There's no other voice in America that I'd rather hear read this commercial than the following voice.
Take it away. Thank you very much. I know you meant me.
Certainly. Who else?
Right.
Imagine about the way you read it.
Okay.
Great.
I've rehearsed this all morning, and I think I can do my level best.
Friends, here he is, Bob Elliott.
Imagine, $18.50 for a...
Isn't that great?
$180...
Listen to this thing objectively, friends.
18 cents... No, that's $1.85, friends.
Let me see.
$1.85 for dinner, 18 and a half cents down.
$18.50.
$18.50?
Yeah, that decimal point's in the wrong place there.
Imagine, $18.50 for dinner.
Wow!
Yes, $18.50 for fun and fine food.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm wrong. The phone has just rung. Sammy's on the phone.
18
he
and a half cents, isn't
he
it?
He says we were right originally. It's 18 cents for five people.
All right. You dance where cool ocean breezes play along with the best music in town. It's the casino at Magnolia for dining, for dancing, for lunches.
Hey, look, Bogdanus, you sounded much better at rehearsal. Now, let's...
What am I not doing now?
Well, for one thing, you're not as schmaltzy as you were at rehearsal. I don't know. I think the pressure of being on the air has upset you quite a bit.
Yeah, well...
Now, remember, you're with friends.
Well, right? Schmaltz.
Try it again. Right from the top.
You know, at Magnolia for dining, for dancing, for luncheon.
No.
The casino beside the sea at Magnolia.
No. Let me take it.
A short and glorious drive along Route 127 from...
Excuse me.
Magnolia with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive.
No.
It's a reasonable price, too. I'll never cover at the casino.
That's the way we were doing it.
Dinner start, $185.
Oh, no! $1.85.
His wonderful way to spend summer evening or lazy summer Sunday.
All right.
Take delightful scenic drive to
I'll
the casino at Magnolia. Mongolia. Stroll through the beautiful grounds overlooking ocean and have a cocktail in the bar, dinner, or luncheon if you wish.
No, there's something about you, Mr. Lee, that won't do.
The dance floor is ocean cool.
Here he is.
And
now,
there's just no music.
Here he is with his razzle bike.
Like that transcribed music of Sammy Ike. The very same records they play for dancing up there at the casino in Magnolia.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, jump. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, jump. No, come back. You just go back. Hey, come back. Hey, come back. Hey, look out.
Yes,
Kelly. Incidentally, friends, Betty Ann Grove will be there for your listening pleasure Friday and Saturday nights.
She'll be there for fun and food, for dancing and dining. She eats there, I believe. When she's there.
I'll tell you what, friends.
She's having dinner there last night when you're there.
Meet all your friends up at the casino at Magnolia, and then you can go somewhere to eat.
That's Casino at Magnolia in Magnolia.
It's a beautiful place, and Bob and I have been there several times.
The last time was Friday night.
As a matter of fact.
That will be the last time.
And it really is. It's a beautiful place, and I'd suggest you go on out there. There's a nice terrace out there.
Oh, wonderful. Cool.
The property runs right down to the water.
It runs right into the water.
In fact, half the property is underwater.
But it is the place for you to go.
To eat. And to sit around and talk.
And dance, if you can.
And listen to singers like Betty Ann Grove. And Sammy Eisen.
And his music.
Sammy Eisen sings several songs in the course of an evening.
He hasn't learned any new ones. I was disappointed in finding out.
Well, he hasn't forgotten the old ones, which is even worse. Bob.
I know.
If he wouldn't learn any new ones and would kindly forget the old ones, I think it would be a much better
evening.
Why don't
we do that great Sammy Eisen immortal favorite that he's helped to make popular for so many years?
Dear friends, is our radio version of Sammy Eisen.
Wait, he first did this back in 1898, didn't he?
Well, just after they invented gramophone records.
The bells are ringing.
Oh, Sammy, Philip.
Oh, me and my guest.
Oh, terrific.
The folks are singing. Oh, me and my guest. Everybody's been known. Oh, Louise, everybody. That for weeks we've been going. And for weeks they've been going.
For which you haven't started.
Oh, Susie and Sam, they're coming to eat. Oh, Louise, oh, me and my guest. Wait for me and my gal. And someday we're gonna have a little.
Now you sound like Sam.
Ring it for me and my gal, Louise.
So think that over,
friends. Good, fellas. Good.
Well, think it over, friends. If you'd like to torture yourself, go up and listen to Sammy Eisen and his orchestra at the casino.
You've got no way, you guys.
Strictly.
Hey, Bum.
Incidentally, friends, Sammy has gone to no great expense. In fact, I don't think he's gone to any expense at all to bring in an electric organ. And an electric organ with the Sammy Eisen organ.
Got through with.
You know what it's like, friends? It's like putting
a harmonica with
brandy on shredded wheat. I mean, that's exactly what it's like. He's brought in this beautiful electric organ, and incidentally, it's a player-type organ. The man
I thought
there.
Somebody was playing.
No. The man sits there. He looks like he's playing, but he's pumping a pedal, and there's a roll going around.
And incidentally, if Mr. Scott is listening, he's only getting half the fee for that.
That's right.
Because he really doesn't have to know any music at all.
He doesn't have to read music or anything. He just has to have a regulation-type uniform that says Sammy Eisen on the back. And, of course, sneakers. And he just sits there, making like he is playing this organ. But I could detect it immediately.
Well, you, of course, you have a better eye for that stuff than...
Certainly I have.
Well, I was interested in other things. Well, now, we were getting back to Linda's house. We never did get any further with that. What is Miss Evans going to do? Anything in particular over there?
She's in here. See,
she must be waiting for this week in Boston.
I appear on her program several times a week.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And she's only returning the courtesy of dropping in on this feature production.
Oh, I
now,
see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, incidentally, friends, is the person who goes on vacation, and this is what she considers great fun, wandering through old cemeteries.
She considers that great fun?
Can you imagine it? She and her husband walking through old cemeteries.
Look at this. This guy died in 1600.
Wow.
Oh, boy, that's a long time out.
Y'all say, sure, how time flies, kind
of. Well, of course, for me, I'd rather go swimming, but everyone...
To his own particular taste.
Sure. And reading funny things on markers.
On what?
On markers.
Oh, yes. Can't think of anything else, but I know what you
mean. The schedule now calls for Ken Wilson and Bill Green, are two excellent musicians, to play their arrangement of Come to the Mardi Gras.
You won't forget that about Magnolia, will you, friends? I mean, you won't forget it, will you?
No, I won't.
I mean, don't forget it. 1-800-782-1750.
Hello?
Is this the House of Television?
Not I.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get Richmond 21...
This is the House of McGee.
Trying to get Richmond 21750, sorry.
My number?
1750 is your number?
21750, yes, of Richmond, Indiana.
Oh, no, I want the Boston Exchange, Richmond, too.
Oh, hang on, I'll get the operator.
Well, I'll get her. It'll save time if
okay.
I get it.
Whatever you think best, I got to get back out in the North 40 anyway.
Okay, then. Bye, bye, and good luck with your crop this fall.
Thanks. Well, it isn't a crop out there. It's a bunch of hogs.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Well, good. A good crop anyway, huh?
Hello, operator. I'm trying to get Richmond, too.
That'll
yes.
be ham, you know.
Richmond.
That's what hogs are.
21750.
Now, one good thing about my hogs, I never butcher them.
It's
they die a natural death.
The House of Television, operator. Is anyone
like there? It's tasty that way.
Will you, ring them, please?
Excuse me.
She's ringing right now.
Line here with me.
She's ringing the House of Television now at Richmond 21750 in just a moment.
Oink. Get out of here, you hogs.
Wait a minute. I believe you put me through to Richmond, Indiana again, operator.
Oink.
I want Boston, Richmond.
Right now, will you, Boston? I'm trying to answer the phone.
Hello? Is this Richmond 21750?
Yes.
Is this the House... No, it couldn't be.
Yes.
The House of Television?
Yes. What do you want?
Well, I've heard on the
we're
radio.
We're on lunch now. Could you call back in about 20 minutes?
Well, I've heard.
Thanks. So long.
Hello? Hello? That must be one of the special operators who was awaiting my call, but...
Yes, that's right. I'm a special. I'm still hanging on listening to what you're going to say about me. So long.
Well, I'll tell you what I called about. I wanted to get a free home demonstration of the new Admiral television.
I imagine you're the kind of guy I'd like to have a free television set, period.
That's
well, you're not going to get one here, brother.
That's what they tell
me. $229 and some odd cents. I ain't checked.
$95.
I checked. $22.95 down.
That's right. 10%.
Then you can take our convenient 8-minute pay plan and finish up.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm calling
you like
about.
It?
I want to see the set before I buy it.
What do you mean you want to see the set? I'm telling you it's okay.
They offered a free home demonstration. Would you give me another operator?
It's not here if you want to look at it. We ain't run out. Where do you live?
Well, look, they say.
Belfast, Maine or something?
No.
Drop that.
I live right here.
Oh, come on lunch. Call back later.
Well, all right.
Okay. Look, I don't have to work.
Okay.
Don't forget that. I mean, I'm
you're independently wealthy. I know.
I just did it to keep out of mischief.
So okay. On. Well, that's a funny thing. I've been hearing all day on the radio that if you call the House of Television, you can arrange with their friendly special operators for a free home demonstration of the amazing new Admiral Television console set.
If you get me in a good mood, that is.
You can have
me in a very bad mood.
Set in your own home.
Very whimsical.
Tonight, you name the time and they'll deliver it at the time you want. And they'll install it and you can see it then. And if you just, I believe,
the
operator,
says, well,
I believe, operator, that other person is still on the line.
The boss can go around saying that all day, but he better come down and check with us before he says that. You know what I mean?
I'll try this number again, this other phone. Maybe I'll get a different operator. Richmond 21750.
Hello?
Is this the House of Television?
He ain't running this afternoon, Mac.
Oh, wait a minute. I have the wrong one here, I guess, again. I'll just hang up.
He's been scratched.
How about Fleet Boy?
Looks good.
Okay. I'll try Richmond 21750 again.
Hello? House of Television. Richmond 21750. $22.95 down, sir.
Say, this is more like it. Can you have a set, an Admiral console television set, in my home tonight?
What time do you want it there, sir?
About 22 minutes of 8.
It will be there exactly at 22 minutes before 8, and it will cost you nothing.
Gee, isn't that wonderful? You're one of the friendly special operators that I've been trying to get for 5 minutes.
Yes, that's right. Exactly it.
Uh-huh. Do you actually make these installations yourself?
No, I dispatch an underling.
Uh-huh. And he brings the set down and installs it, eh?
Absolutely.
And there's no obligation, no cost. It's just a plain free trial.
We beat your head in if you don't buy it.
Oh, okay. And the number to call again is what? Richmond 2?
Let me see. When I look at the phone. Richmond 21750.
House of Television.
Sure.
Richmond 21750.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
Oh, well, one other thing.
Yeah?
Where do you live?
I live right here in town.
Oh, well, what's the address, please?
Well, we can use this address right here.
Well, are you afraid to give an address?
Bring it right up here to the station.
All right, what station is that?
That's
wait a minute, I'll check.
Yeah.
HDH.
HDH, yes.
All right, we'll have
okay.
it right up there.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. I hate to hang up, but there's a bugle player who has to work right now.
Well, it's one of those things.
Oh, we should find out.
I suppose we should. The first two races in the quarterfinals for the coming 12,200 futurity. America's richest purse event for greyhound juveniles. These are the little greyhounds. They top the 10-race program for tonight at Wonderland Revere. You want to see these quarterfinal eliminations? For out of the great Wonderland futurity will come the champions of next season. The greyhounds that will romp away with your hearts and the 1950 records. Mm-hmm. Tonight's quarterfinals will be over the... the nasty cough you have, Bob.
It is. I'll try some of my cough medicine. It usually makes it better.
Well, tonight's quarterfinals will be over the new Wonderland course of 525 yards, a distance that calls for fast getaway and lightning speed. See 10 great races
Four
tonight.
Legs also.
See 10 great races tonight at Wonderland Revere. The post time, first race 7:45, daily double closes at 7:30. Revere is near, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Bud Light and free parking lots are provided for the convenience of those of you who drive. Again, thanks for listening to us, friend.
Thanks to our writers, our producer, our director and engineer.
Thanks to everyone.
The entire staff of that day with Bob Gray.
You've all been wonderful to us.
Same time, 1 o'clock, over WHDH. Where?
In Boston, Bob?
Boston. Yes, thank you.